Talk. This morning, I have the pleasure of speaking with the CEO of Finos, ticker symbol FAM on AIM, Roderick McIlree. Good morning, Roderick.
Morning, Peter. Good to be back with you.
Good to have you back on here too, sir. Now, you've made a fantastic announcement this morning regarding acquiring two projects in Greenland. You've got the Disco project and the Kangerluarsuk project that you've announced that you've acquired. Now, a significant amount of money has been spent in the past on these resources or these assets, should I say. And I just wanted you to cover the acquisitions that you've got and what this means as a milestone for Finos, if possible, please.
Sure, Peter. Well, look, I guess first of all, this acquisition fits with our previously advised strategy, both in Greenland and the broader Nordic area. Finos, when I joined 18 months ago, I was put in place by Western Areas with the mandate to expand the portfolio of the company whilst keeping a very keen focus on bringing Pitofic into production. Now, I guess for interested parties and shareholders, I can confirm that the company is continuing its focus on delivering production from Pitfick. It was the opportunity to acquire these assets that was just too good to pass up. My team and I have been operating in Greenland for 10, 11 years now, and we've known about these projects for quite some time. One of the key aspects I think that enhances Greenland's prospectivity is the fact that there's been so much historical work done on all of the significant projects in Greenland, both by the Danish state through the Danish Geological Survey, but also by other companies that have been there over the last 40 or 50 years. Now, Disco and Kangerluarsuk are examples of that. Both of those projects over the last 40, 50 years have had more than $75 million spent on them. And the projects really are just so attractive that we just couldn't pass up the opportunity to purchase them. Obviously, as listeners would be aware, Cairn is an oil company. They had previous activities in Greenland, which included a small amount of onshore hard rock exploration. These two remaining assets really were held onto by Cairn in recognition of their potential. We were able to secure those in an all-share transaction. We think that was it's a good result for everybody that's involved with Finost.
Yeah, I think it's quite significant that they've actually gone and done that, Rod, in a sense of they've said, you know what, we spent a lot of money on this, we still want to retain an interest, and therefore we're going to take shares in Finos. That's exceptional.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, as with all these things, the overnight success was several years in the making, Peter. Obviously, we were negotiating with Cairn for quite some time on this, and it really took a long time to get to this point. We think it's a great deal. It's a good deal for Cairn. It's a great deal for us. We're all very happy with this acquisition. The next 6 to 12 months of news flow just on these two projects is going to be pretty significant. The databases, as you could imagine, with $75 million of historical expenditure, are quite significant. That'll provide us some pretty meaningful news flow over the next sort of 12 and 24 months. There's no urgency with these projects. They come at minimal cost to the company in the original acquisition. They also have limited expenditure commitments and ongoing liabilities because of the historical nature of all the historical expenditure, and we're just going to put these to one side whilst we focus on Pinnafig, but certainly we will continue pr to progress the projects as we move forward. So no, look, everything's in good shape, and we're pleased with the development.
Yeah, you touched on the fact that Greenland is now enjoying a significant sort of rebirth as such, given all the work that's been done over the 40, 50 years. Why is that attracting so many different players now, do you think?
Well, look, I think it's more to do with the fact that there's been so much historical work that's been done in Greenland. It's already identified the major deposits. So the prospectivity is certainly in the top 1 to 5 countries in the world from the perspective of a dollar spent getting a return. I think the next most important factor is this concept of sovereign risk. I mean, you know, we've had a bit to do with projects all over the world over the last 20, 30 years. And, you know, one of the key attributes that I think Greenland offers, whilst there's no such thing as zero sovereign risk,
yeah,
I think that Greenland is as close to that as you can get. And the last point, I guess, which is probably the most relevant, is that the government to date has demonstrated a strong willingness to work with industry to deliver a sustainable minerals industry. And that can be seen in any number of legislative changes that allows mineral activity and mining to progress. The government's behind this. You know, more recently, I think our most recent experience is the delivery of what was Greenland's first ever offshore license for minerals.
Yeah, that was back in July. I remember that.
Yeah, it just took up the other half of the project. So yeah. I think our experience, our relationships, and our track record of operating in Greenland is something that I think everyone should take a little bit of comfort in. Oh, we know what we're doing up there, and these projects are very significant.
Indeed, and that goes from the fact that you guys have been there 10, 11 years already.
Yeah, correct. I mean, we've been operating in Greenland. This is one of the things that first drew us to Greenland was this enormous geological database it was just a walk-up start to world-class ore bodies sticking out of the ground in Greenland. And what we've been fortunate enough to be in the right position at the right time for that last 11 years. And now what we feel we have is a portfolio of probably, by many measures, the best projects that are available in Greenland at the moment, both in terms of scale, grade, and location to infrastructure. So, look, we're in pretty good shape. I think shareholders can rest assured that the news flow over the next 6 to 12 months is going to be pretty positive.
Excellent news. Now, could you go into more detail with me regarding the two projects that you've purchased today? First, the Disco one that you touched on, nickel, copper, platinum.
Yeah, sure, Peter. Well, look, I mean, targets like Disco are actually very unique and very rare in a global sense. The only analogy that is available at the moment is the Norilsk mine, which is a Siberian located deposit of nickel, copper, platinum group elements. It comes as a function of flood basalts that were extruded over a very long period of time, and the metal in these picritic type lavas has precipitated into what is very extensive lenses of very high grade massive sulfide. Now, the last 60, 70 years worth of work on Disco indicates that the geological model is very similar to Norilsk. Okay. There's extensive volcanism over many, many thousands, if not millions of years, occurred on the west coast of Greenland. It's all on shore. It has the right sulfide segregation analysis. So I think all of the work to date has continued to reinforce the understanding that these anomalies, whilst there's no such thing as a certainty in the world of exploration, I think the opportunity here is, we're just going to walk up start to what are, very difficult geological models to identify. And we've got the benefit of that $75 million worth of expenditure, clearly indicating to us and anyone that does any type of due diligence on the project that these anomalies are very interesting. So we intend to continue that work program with the intention of drilling these at some time in the next 1 to 2 years. That could be in any format, any number of formats. It might be a joint venture. It might be it's too early to say, but I think Disco is exceptional. And also associated with that broader sort of rifting margin on the west coast of Greenland, is again a similar type of deposit you expect in these high fluid environments, is the SEDEX, the Kangalusuk lead, zinc, silver SEDEX deposit, which you know, is several kilometres by several kilometres wide as an anomaly, multiple anomalies. Again, very pleased with that acquisition.
Now, that one was previously drilled by Cominco and then RTZ, you've stated today.
Yeah, correct. I mean, again, these projects have been sitting around in majors for the last, you know, well, ever since they've been discovered, really. It's really the first opportunity that a junior dynamic explorer has had to work on these projects. You know, you've had companies like Falconbridge, Rio Tinto, Boliden, Cominco, all understanding the broader geological models, or spending enormous amounts of time and effort there. And for one reason or another that can be traced throughout time, these groups leave for corporate, not technical reasons. But what happens then is this multi-decade campaign of exploration continues to reinforce the geological model to, you know, now the opportunity where it just pops up and we're able to buy it for what we believe to be something that represents pretty good value to Finos shareholders. You know, this doesn't happen very often in the world of mineral exploration.
I think you've done a very good deal there for shareholders, and the way that you've actually put together the deal as well is quite shrewd. I'm looking through the RNS, and there's a statement there regarding how you're looking to ensure how, you know, the deal's guaranteed in case of any shortfall, if ever they come to sell the stock, by can only go through your brokers, etc. That's quite a shrewd move as well.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, Ken are in no urgency to sell this. You know, we've got, obviously, this transaction is subject to Greenlandic regulatory approval. I think our track record there demonstrates that will be forthcoming in due course. But certainly the pricing of that acquisition is something that occurs between now and that actual approval, receipt of that approval. We're very confident, that the news flow and the continued work programs on all of our projects, whether it be Finland, Pitofik, Disco or Kangalusuk, which in my personal mind, each one of these projects is a significant opportunity in its own right. I think that, you know, we're going to be able to manage that. I think that focus, as I said, stays and remains on developing Pitofik. That's number one, because that's the cash flow over the next 12 to 18 months.
Yeah. Well, sorry, Rod. I was going to ask about that. I was going to say, you know, obviously for shareholders, they're wanting to hear that's the focus, because that's the cash flow that's going to generate the monies to reinvest in these other projects that you've got. Is there any expected news flow that you could say, look, we're going to have something for you guys and ladies in the next 2 months, 3 months regarding Pitofik?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've just completed our 2016 work program. There was an midpoint update on that work program came out a couple of weeks ago. We've got metallurgy, we've got permitting, we've got some, you know, the analytical results start to come out. The resource will be calculated between now and the end of the year. There's been a hell of a lot of work delivered this year on Pitofik, and it has continued to reinforce our assessment that this is a significant project capable of delivering long-term cash flow. So we are going to focus on that. The news flow between now and the end of the year will be pretty heavy, both at the project level and at the corporate level for Pitofik. And, you know, we've got the metallurgy there, I guess, is the next imminent development that's coming. And look, that project is in a good spot now. It's got its own gravitas and its own momentum. It's clearly a very low impurity, non-oxidized ilmenite that we have there, and we have it in what is turning out to be very large volumes. So I think shareholders can just take a little bit of comfort that Pitofik is going well.
Yeah, I mean, what I can say thus far from the statements that I've read and the interviews I've listened to is that you've laid down the foundations and your plans regarding what you're going to do as a company and what you're going to do regarding shareholders, and you've met those milestones thus far. So it does look good for the rest of 2016 and 2017 going forward.
Yeah, look, I mean, what we tried to do when we first took over, and this comes back to this strategy of acquiring high quality, low cost assets, is we tried to articulate that strategy to shareholders so that they knew that they were, what they were getting involved with. That process will continue. You know, we take shareholder engagement quite seriously, and we want to make sure that everybody understands what we're doing, because we feel that that will deliver a better result for everybody. If that is the case. So yeah, look, that is a process that will continue, Peter.
Excellent, good to hear. Now, Rod, you've now got essentially several sizable projects in Greenland. Regarding CapEx, obviously they're quite low costs, as you've said, but regarding staffing, how are you going to be going forward with the staffing of all these projects?
Yeah, look, I guess the Havana came with no staff. Mm-hmm. Obviously, our ability to utilise the Danish Geological Survey is of enormous benefit to the management and their time and shareholders.
Yeah.
GIAS, the survey, as it's known, has spent a lot of time working on this project in one form or another, in addition to the private companies or public companies that have been working over time. The previous exploration manager director for Havana is now the senior research geoscientist for GIAS, and we intend to utilize GIAS's knowledge of not just Havana but the project, and also maybe look at some type of, you know, it's early days, but hopefully we can get the old managing director who understands this project intimately as well. Those two guys have been out of Havana for about the last 12 months.
Yeah.
So just to make sure we don't lose any IP with historical staff, we don't see the staffing of these projects to be a headache at all. In fact, we find this to be pretty easy.
Oh, excellent. So you'd be able to utilize their skills and potentially get them on board as well.
Yeah, it's just on a part-time basis. Yeah. You know, I mean, we're not going to just drop everything and just charge down the disco path. You know, there's a very structured strategy in place here, Peter, towards developing all three of these projects over time. It's just, again, reiterating this concept that we had a strategy that was announced to shareholders late last year, and we're just delivering on that.
Yeah, and you've maintained that. That's excellent news. Now, Rod, I've covered all my questions bar one, and that was just around the team that you've got within Finos, which is pretty exceptional, given, you know, that you're in Greenland and you've got a lot of specialism and skills there. Do you want to touch on some of the team that you've got in place already?
Yeah, well, look, obviously we've got the Western areas as shareholders. That's enormous. Support network there, both in terms of their exploration divisions and their senior managers. Graham Marshall is our chairman. He's the business development manager for Western Areas. I've got myself and several of my historical exploration team that's worked previously or for the last 11 years with me in Greenland. So we've got a very strong core operational group. What we do also try and do is lever off these high-value organisations, such as the Danish Geological Survey, to maximise our expenditure versus result. You know, as you can probably appreciate, the Danish Geological Survey is Danish government subsidised.
Yes, of course.
And so we're able to tap into their expertise, equipment and logistics network for literally what amounts to be cents in the dollar in terms of exploration. So to give you a sense of what I mean there, Peter, I guess the 2016 field season, the details of which will come out in the next couple of weeks, has only cost us, you know, £350,000. Now, if we had to try to do that without the Danish Geological Survey, that would have literally been a multi-million pound activity to deliver the same results that we got by engaging. So there's these lever points that we try and, you know, maximise our our expenditure for the results we get. So I think this is something that shareholders should take a lot of comfort in.
Oh, definitely.
We're very conscious of dilution. We're very big shareholders.
Yeah.
We've done two capital raisings over the last 12 months. Both have been at or above market price. And, you know, we're going to continue that trend. We're very conscious of this and we understand.
No, that's brilliant, Rod. It's great that, you know, as a team, you're always looking at the costings of things, because as invariably you've seen with various companies is that occasionally there is this overrun or oversight, as you say, and they come back, you know, looking for more funds. And it's great to know that you guys are in a financial position now where you're comfortable with your CapEx going forward. And investors know that going forward, there's going to be cash flow enabling them to proceed without further need of raising.
Yeah, no, absolutely, yeah. Peter. I guess it's just, you know, all I've really got to say in that regard is that we just know what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know, we're motivated individuals, we're professionals, and we understand Greenland very well. We're going to maximise value that comes out of that country for our shareholders.
No, that's great. I'm going to ask one last question. It's a bit of a cheeky one, because I know that you've been in Greenland for a little while and you've always got your eye out for a good piece of good assets, good piece of property. Do you currently have your eyes anywhere else that you're looking for regarding assets that you might be looking to acquire? Without naming names.
No, I think what we're going to see from now on is we're going to try and realise a little bit of value out of certainly one of our packages of tenements. You know, keeping in mind that we've got four individual packages of tenements, I think there's one there that probably we might be able to move on that will continue to allow us, the company, to move forward in a continued aggressive manner. But that's not to say that things don't pop up.
Always on the lookout.
We're a company and we assess things as and when they happen, you know.
Of course, of course. Now, Rod, I've covered my questions. Thank you ever so much for being so clear with what's going on. I think Cheryl should take heart that you guys have said what you're going to do, done what you've done, and consistently delivered thus far. And long may it continue for you and the team and the shareholders within Finnis thus far.
All right. No problem, Peter. It's been a pleasure speaking to you.
All right, Rod, thank you for speaking to Share Talk, and we look forward to speaking to you again soon. God bless.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks for now, mate. Bye-bye.